already in the worship here.
今天早上我们的教会已经受祝福了。
Especially, I was blessed by the testimony and the sharing of all the men, the fathers.
尤其是我们刚才听到这些弟兄已经做父亲，他们为他们的祝福，他们的见证。
I feel that I don't need to preach anymore. Just listen to them.
我都觉得我不需要再跟你们证道了，已经。
And they have so beautiful, wonderful. advice and example. We thank God for our fathers here.
他们已经给了我们非常好的建议，非常美丽的忠告。
And this morning, I just want to sort of remind all of us that to be a father, to be a man, is a very, very important job.
今天早上我想跟你们分享就是作为一个好的父亲对于孩子来是非常非常重要的。
And the scripture, the Bible especially teaches us to be a real and a brave man.
圣经告诉我们我们要做一个好的一个要做大丈夫。
Yes, and let us turn to our Bible, to 1 Corinthians,chapter 16, 13, and 14.
让我们翻到我们的圣经《哥林多前书》十六章十三到十四节。
I hope you have a Bible there near around you.
我希望你有一本圣经在你的手上。
And then let us just read together.
让我们一起来读这一段。
All right. The English version said, "Watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. Let all that you do done." With love, I urge you, brethren, and this is the most important instructions by the Apostle Paul in the final greeting, final chapter of his letter.
对不起，我以为这个 PowerPoint 上有，所以我现在把它找出来。
Sorry.
Okay.
Now let us listen to the Chinese.And especially the Chinese translation is very special.
Okay. 对，他们没有找到前面这一章，所以我要慢慢找我的这个。
I have one.
You do. All right.
Yeah, right here.
Okay. Yeah, I'm actually.
This is a big word right here.
Okay. Let me just.
十三到十四节，十六章十三到十三节跟十四节。
All right. 你们务要警醒，在真道上站立的稳，要做大丈夫，要刚强。凡你们所做的，都要凭爱心而做。
Yeah. The Chinese translation of the original language is that especially emphasize you have to be a big husband.That's what the Bible says.
圣经告诉我们说，你要做一个大丈夫。
Actually, what it means is that to be a real, true man with courage.
他的意思实际上说，你要做一个真正的男人，要有勇气。
And that actually is not a very easy job.
那不是一个简单的工作。
Today, it's not easy to be a man with integrity and courage to do what God wants us to do.
今天要做一个正直有勇气的男人，并不是一件容易的事情。要做一个上帝告诉我们要做的男人，不是一个有容易的事情。
It is even harder to be a true Christian man.
甚至要做一个很好的基督徒的一个男士也是非常困难的。
Because everyone is following the culture and the current things, what everybody else is doing.
因为我们都在随从今世的文化和风俗。
And people do not really know in their life their direction.
人们不知道他们生活的方向。
They don't know the meaning of life.
他们不知道人生命的意义在什么地方。
Like Jesus says, most people are going into a broad road, a broad way.
就像耶稣所说的，大部分人都选择那一条很宽的路。
But the end of this broad way is perishing.
可是这一条宽路的末尾就是清洗。
And men, today many, have lost their true character and integrity.
现在很多的人已经失去了他们真正的那种正直和他们的品质。
Therefore, man live a self-centered life, just concerning himself.
所以现在很多的男人都只过一种自我中心的生活，他们只关心他们自己。
Whatever means they can use to climb higher and get more money, they'll do it.
只要他们能用尽各种手段赚到一些钱，他们就会去做。
And these are not the behavior of a godly man.
可是这不是上帝对一个男人的要求。
A true man.
一个真正的男人。
The apostle Paul then said this morning in his word that watch, stand fast in the truth, in the faith, be brave, be strong, let all things you do be done with love.
所以使徒保罗告诉我们说，亲爱的弟兄，你们要坚固，不可动摇。
Now, this Bible verse is not addressing to men only.
这一段圣经不是光对男人说的。
It is addressing to every person,
是对我们每个人说的。
Even every age.
我们每一个人，不管我们的年龄如何
，Man and woman need to listen to Paul's instruction.
男人和女人都要听使徒保罗的教导。
And there are five commands in here.
现在有五个要求在这一段经文当中。
And according to the scripture, it is a command. It's an order, like using military terms.
根据圣经，它不仅是个要求，它更是一个命令。
And also is a continuous action.
并且是一种一直要持续下去的行动。
So let us study them carefully.
让我们仔细的来学习这些圣经。
The first of all, the Bible says that you have to be watch with alertness.
第一点，我们要务要警醒。
Now,The Bible, different translation using different word. Some use watch, some use be alert, but they all mean the same thing.
虽然不同的圣经有不同的翻译，但是他们所传递的都是一个意思，就是警醒。
Is in on your guard.
就是。
And now, what are you watching?
So 你要警醒什么呢？
Watching for spiritual danger.
警醒属灵的危机。
Don't be careless.
不要防不胜防。
Yeah, don't be a person that, we just make some money here and, we're doing all right and you're not paying much attention to things around you.
不要总觉得说好像什么事情都没有发生而根本不去在意这些事情。
Some of us, usually we can be deceived by the current culture,or what other people are doing.
因为我们很容易被现今的文化所欺骗，被现在的世代的人所做的事情所误导。
We have to be very sharp.
我们要必须非常非常的聪明和警醒。
And watch out some of the dangers around us.
要非常警醒那些在我们周围的那些危险。
Notice what Jesus said.
听耶稣怎么说。
Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
耶稣说总要警醒祷告免得陷入试探你们心灵固然软弱肉体固然愿意肉体却软弱了
So how do you watch?
So 我们怎么样才能够去警醒呢
You need to pray
你要祷告
When you really spend some time in praying no matter long or short then you've been praying then you'll be able to see what are some of the thingsThat is deceiving you and would be a danger.
当你祷告的时候，你就会发现什么东西在欺骗你。
Because
你是不是在什么样的一种危险当中
？There are a lot of temptation in our lives.
现在有很多很多的试探在我们生活当中。
Around your family?
在你的家庭当中。
What are some of the temptations and danger for the kids?
小孩子 也面临许多的试探和危险。
Even for ladies, are there any dangers to cause you to fall into immoral thoughts and doing?
就是姐妹来讲也是这个样子，我们也经常会进入试探当中，我们会进入到不道德的念头当中。
How easy we can get into the world's secularism and forget about God.
在这个世界当中，对我们来讲，真的是很容易陷入到这种试探，很容易忘掉我们的上帝。
Check around your friends that you're so close with.
看看你周围你最相近的朋友。
Are you following the wrong crowd sometimes?
你在跟随一群走错路的人吗？
Now this is something you have to be watchful.
这些就是你所要警醒的事情。
As a man.
作为一个人，作为一个男人，
as a woman,
作为一个女人，
as a child too,
作为一个小孩，
as a young person,
作为一个年轻人。
Now in Acts 24, 30 to 31 tells us,
使徒行传24章30到31节告诉我们，
Now even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. So be on your guard.Remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning each of you night and day with tears.
就是你们中间也必有人起来说悖谬的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。所以你们要警醒，纪念我三年之久，昼夜不断的流泪劝诫你们个人。
Even under the teaching of the Apostle Paul, this great missionary, he is in tears. He's just worried that man.Would follow some wrong teaching.
就是这么伟大的，像保罗这样伟大的一个宣教士，他说也要警醒，并要纪念他三年之久，昼夜不断的流泪，要劝诫众人。
Today, a lot of teachings in the world and society and school may not be so good.
今天许多的教导都不是那么正确的，可能也不是那么好的。
So you have to watch.
说你要警醒。
Some follow astrology,
就像你看天象一样。
Yeah, they follow the newspaper. Today, you're not supposed to go out, you know. And today, you should not do this, but you can do that, and you can go out with some do some other thing. This thing is really hurtful to our life.
就好像有些报纸上面就说，你今天不能出去，你今天要去这里或者去那里，好像跟随一个天象一样，这些东西都是非常危险的。
You don't know, some kids are playing Ouija board.
有的小孩子在玩一些巫术的东西。
This kind of thing is being sold in the big store, and a lot of people follow it.But it is very dangerous.
在一些百货商店里面都在卖给小孩子这些巫术，传播巫术的一些游戏。
Some of you may be thinking, how come today so many problems in the world, so many shooting?
人们常常会问说，为什么今天的世界会有这么多枪击的案件发生？
May I tell you one of the reasons?
让我来告诉你其中的一个原因。
It's because these kids are watching things.That are demonic.
因为现在的这些儿童，他们每天眼睛所看的都是魔鬼的东西。
They follow the devils and the demons even on the internet. Things that they watch.
他们随从魔鬼的道路，他们在网站上看的都是魔鬼所要灌输给他们的东西。
They are following some so-called crystal ball fortune teller.
他们看水晶球，他们要知道他们未来的命运。
And They are getting into a trance or something, and therefore they are influenced by the possession of demons.
所以他们会
therefore they do bad things. They feel okay about it.
所以他们虽然看上去很正常，实际上他们已经被鬼所附了，被魔鬼的灵所附上。
So these are the things that we have to watch out for ourselves and for our kids.
所以这些就是我们所要警醒的事情，要为我们的孩子所警醒的事情。
Now.The second thing we have to watch out as Christians is to know that Jesus is coming.
第二件事情我们要需要记得的就是耶稣要再来了。
Because you know Jesus may come any time, as the Scripture tells us,
then you will be more alert.
所以这个，因为这个圣经并没有直接告诉我们说主什么时候会来，所以我们要警醒。
It's as if you were waiting for Jesus to come back, and He will check you out. When He comes, are you ready to see Him?
因为耶稣要来的时候，好像贼来临一样，他要来检查你，你的生活。
The Bible says you don't know when He's coming.
圣经说，你们不知道你们的主哪一天会来到的。
So better get ready now.
So, 所以我们要记住，我们现在就要预备好了。
So we won't do things that He doesn't like.
所以我们必须要做他所喜悦的事情，我们不能做他不喜悦的事情。
And not only watch, but we also stand firm in the faith.
不仅我们要警醒，而且我们要在真道上要站立的稳。
Well, why?We have to stand firm.
为什么我们要在真道上站立稳呢？
Because the Bible's truth is the only pure truth.
因为神的话语是永远的真理，是永远纯正的真理。
God's words never fail.
神的话语永远确实，永远不会失败。
You know, the Bible teaches you that Scripture is God breathed.
你知道圣经是神所默示的。启示的。
And most of you know it means that it is inspired, it means that come out from the mouth of God.
你们都知道圣经是于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义都是有益的。
So every word of the Bible it will be fulfilled.
所以圣经上所讲的每一句话都会应验的。
And whenever you breach the law of GodAnd you don't follow the word of God, Jesus said, you'll be the smallest in His kingdom. You will not be great in His kingdom.
当你在神的话上偏离的时候，那上帝就会说，你就是不会做一个在神里面的一个大人，而是会做一个小的人。
You not need to trust the Bible.
你要相信圣经。
It is God's word speaking to you.
因为上帝借着圣经对你讲话。
So every day take some time and say, hey,What is God telling me today?
所以每天打开你的圣经，读一些圣经的话，知道上帝要对你说什么。
I'm not saying that using the Bible as some fortune teller or something like that, but it is just to know God's teaching is like this, and am I following it?
圣经不是特别的告诉你你未来将要发生什么事情在你身上，而是要告诉你做一个人的原则。
The Bible is not just an old book.
圣经不仅只是一本书而已。
But it is a very current and scientific book too.
它是一个非常科学的、非常现实的，也非常跟我们的时代也结合非常紧的一本书。
For example, 700 years before Jesus, the Bible already corrected in Isaiah that the earth is round and God sits upon the circle of the earth.
因为在耶稣七百年主前七百多年前，在以赛亚书已经正确的解释这个科学，就是这个是地球是圆的。
And especially even in Psalm 139:13-15, tell us some very interesting thing about human gene and human biology.
在诗篇的139篇里面，已经讲到人类的基因的问题。
And then we can see from the word of God, the Bible describes the way that our inner construction is like the DNA and how it is being built and how great it is. These we can explain it and study it in Psalm 139.
诗篇的139篇已经讲到我们的受造是奇妙可畏的，讲到我们基因的一个创造，我们基因的一个构造，所以圣经的话是确实无疑的。
So we must stand firm in what the Bible says.
所以我们必须要在神的真道上站立的稳。
Therefore, then you will not be moved back and forth and changing your mind about the faith of God.
这样你就不会在这个变幻的世界当中左右摇动，一直变化你的心灵，不能够完全跟随上帝。
When you are firm in believing God's word, then you will be encouraged yourself. You know, wow, I better serve God.
当你在真理上站立的稳的时候，连你自己都会被鼓励了。
Because the Bible says, therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, stand firm and let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
因为在哥林多前书15:59那里讲到，所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可动摇，常常竭力多做主工，因为你们知道，你们在主里的劳苦不是徒然的。
That's why we need to come to Sunday school.
这就是为什么我们要来上主日学的原因。
And Bible studies.
我们参加查经班。
So we know firmly what we believe.
所以我们在真道上才能站立的话，我们才知道我们信的这一位神是一位什么样的神。
We will understand God's plan and God's actions in the world.
我们可以理解上帝的计划和上帝要在这个世界的作为。
We would have a strong conviction about the salvation of God and His changing, His transforming work in our lives.
我们才能。在上帝的救恩当中有确据说他要改变我们他有改变生命的大能
So may the Lord help us that we will stand firm in God's truth
让上帝来得着我们使我们在真道当中能够站立的稳
That's a true man
那就是做大丈夫
That's a big man
那就是做一个真正的大男人
Even if you're a kid or you're a woman you will be a brave person in God's eyes
Then那么你就会变成一个勇敢的人。
That's why the Bible says you need to follow His words to be a true man.
所以圣经告诉我们说，你要做一个真正跟随上帝话语的人，
Now,
成为一个真正的人，真正的大丈夫。
According to the First King chapter 2:1-3 said that when David passed away, before he passed away, he instructed His son, he said, be strong and act like a man.
So, 列王记上2:1-3说，大卫的死期临近了，就吩咐他儿子所罗门说，我要走世人所走的道路，你当刚强，做大丈夫。
Now you say, how to be act like a man?
是所罗门就说，那我怎么可以才能做一个大丈夫呢？你也许也会问这个问题。
King David clearly tells his son what to do.
大卫王非常非常清楚告诉他的儿子所罗门怎样才能做一个大丈夫
That is to observe and obey God's words
就是遵守耶和华你神所吩咐你所做的
And not just to know about it in study but practice it in your life
不光只是遵行他所吩咐并且在实际生活当中你要把它行出来
When you do this God will bless you tremendously
当你遵行神的话语，上帝就会祝福你。
Notice the last line: You will prosper in all you do and wherever you go.
就像这段圣经里面所讲到的，照着摩西律法上所行的耶和华的道，谨守他的律例、诫命、典章、法度，好让你无论做什么，不拘往处去，尽都亨通。
Now that's the way to be a real man.
这就是做大丈夫的意义。
Now, then continue to see what the scripture teaches us about how to be a man.
现在我们要继续来学习怎么样做一个大丈夫。
That is to be brave, to be a godly person.
另外一个你需要注意的是要勇敢做神的仆人。
In 2 Samuel chapter 10, the Bible teaches to be strong, fight.Bravely for our people and the cities of our God, the Lord will do what is good in His sight.
撒母耳记下10:12，我们都当刚强，为本国的民和神的诚意做大丈夫，愿耶和华凭他的旨意而行。
In those days, they were fighting in real battle.
那个年代有很多很多的战争。
For their countries.
他们的国家也面临很多的战争
their own lives and their family.
他们的生活他们的家庭都面临战争
and today we can apply this to our spiritual life.
今天我们仍然还是可以把这个用在我们的生活里面
in our family in our environment we need to fight bravely for our belief
在我们的生活当中，我们的家庭，我们周围的环境当中，我们都要刚强，我们都要做大丈夫。
We need to learn how to protect our family.
我们要学习怎样来保护我们的家人。
We need to learn how to provide for our family.
我们要知道供应给我们家人什么样的东西。
We need to learn how to partner with brothers and sisters to build up his church.
我们要知道怎样和我们的弟兄姐妹同行来建造他的教会，神的教会。
We need to honor each other and respect each other.
我们要劝彼此警惕。
And certainly we need to pray for each other.
当然我们也要为彼此祷告。
And it takes courage.
我们都需要被鼓励。
It's not easy at all, yes.
这个并不是一件容易的事情。
You, today, to be a godly person is difficult.
今天要做一个真正跟随神的人是非常困难的。
Therefore, you need courage and bravery.
所以你需要这种勇敢，你需要这种勇气。
When you do that, the Bible says you would have eternal life.
圣经应许我们说，当你做这些事情的时候，你会获得永生。
You will have holiness.
And then 你会圣洁。
Because God is with you.
因为上帝与你同在。
Because you are.A servant of God.
因为你是做神勇敢的仆人。
Clearly, you look at Romans chapter 6:22, tells us clearly you've been set free from sin. Now you are a slave of God. A slave meaning whatever God says, you do.
罗马书六章二十二节非常清楚地告诉我们，如今你们既从罪里面得了释放。做了神的奴仆，就结出果子，以至于成圣，那结局就是永生。
So we need to be watchful.
所以我们要警醒。
We need to stand firm.
我们要站立得稳。
We need to be a real man of God.
我们要做一个大丈夫，跟随神的人。
And the fourth thing, you need to be strong.
你要勇敢，做神的仆人。
Now when you are strong, meaning that.You need to equip yourself with the power of God.
你要刚强，刚强的意思是说你要充满神的一个大能。
So the Bible tells us that you can pray so that God can strengthen you to be strong with power.
所以你可以借着祷告在神里面变得刚强，因为祷告让你变得刚强。
Then you'll be rooted and established in love.
所以你就会有一个刚强的一个生活。
To do what?
要做什么呢?
To fight against the devil.
要抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
To resist the devil.
抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
I'm sure many of you already know in Ephesians 6 tells us to be strong and stand against the devil's schemes.
So, 你们大概都知道以弗所书已经告诉我们，我们要预防魔鬼的一个诡计，抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Why are there so difficult for us to live a true Christian life?
为什么今天我们作为一个基督徒是在这个世界上那么难生活呢？
It is the devil.
是因为魔鬼的诡计。
So we need to really strongly against him.
所以我们必须要在主里面刚强，要抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
And when you are strong with your faith,Most of all, you need to be ready to share the gospel with others.
当你在信心上建立的时候，你也就随时随地预备好可以向别人传福音。
Because your life is a testimony to others.
因为你的生命就是对别人的一种见证。
And this testimony is a testimony to bring peace.
这种见证可以带来平安。
Especially bring peace to yourself.
给你自己带来平安。
And you will bring peace to others.
你也可以把平安带给你周围的人。
And today, you and I need to build this church so that we can share the gospel of peace.
今天我们要在这里建立神的教会，我们要分享神的福音。
Why is
that? 我们周围的人都能有这种平安。
Why is it difficult for a church to grow stronger and bigger?
为什么今天的教会那样难成为一个又大又强壮的教会呢？
Because Satan tried to stop you.
因为魔鬼撒旦总在做工，要停止你为上帝做工。
There are always all kinds of problems to afflict the church.
为什么教会有这么多的问题困扰？
And I'm sure you and I have seen that happen in our lives and in other people's lives.
我很确定你看到很多这样的困难和问题发生在教会当中和你的家庭当中。
But the Bible said, "Be strong."
但这 圣经应许我们说要刚强。
Don't be afraid.
不要害怕。
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
A lot of people give up.
很多人都放弃了。
A lot of people changes.
很多人都改变了。
People go from church to church.
他们从一个教会换到另外一个教会。
Or we go to a bigger place.
他们换到一个很大的教会，一个很大的地方。
What do you do in the bigger place?
你在那个大的地方能做什么呢？
Can you serve God?
你能侍奉你的神吗？
No place for you.
没有地方给你去侍奉神。
There's so many people.
太多人了。
There are many things that you just sit there and come to church and that's it.
很多时候你去一个大教会就是坐在那里，就是这样了，你什么都不用做。
But God wants you to do something for him.
可是上帝要你做一些事情来服侍他。
And you have to partner with brothers and sisters.
你必须要和弟兄姐妹联合。
To build the church.
来建立上帝的教会。
And it takes patience, yes.It takes patience.
这个需要耐心。
It might take time.
也需要时间。
But don't give up.
但是不要放弃。
Some people have given up. I've seen.
有些人已经放弃了，我已经看到了。
But are they doing anything for the Lord?
但是他们没有为上帝做任何的工作。
No.
他们没有。
Yeah. Some people tell me, Pastor, well, in the old days, your sermon is great.
有些人告诉我说，牧师，你的讲道非常棒，
Very deep.
很深，
It helps me a lot.
真的帮助我很多。
But in my mind, think, how come you give up and take off?
但是在我的脑袋里面是说，那你为什么会离开我们的教会，放弃在这里服侍上帝呢？
Me, oh, your sermon is so good, better than anybody.
他们告诉我说，你的讲道非常棒，比别人都讲得好。
How come today you're not serving God?
为什么你不侍奉 你的永生神呢？
How come you don't stick around?
为什么你不始终跟神联合在一起呢？
Because you are being deceived by the riches of the world.
因为你被欺骗了，被这个世界的谎言所欺骗了。
You want to seek the world's honor.
你追求世界上的东西。
And not the honor in God's eyes.
而不是神的荣耀
to serve God.
而不是要侍奉神。
You may have a lot of money.
你可能有很多钱。
You may have greater promotion in your job.
你可能刚刚在工作上被提升了。
But in God's eyes, are you doing anything at all?
但是在上帝的眼中，你有做什么事情吗？
This is so important for us.
这一个观念对我们来讲非常非常重要。
Be strong.
刚强。
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
And to beThe soldiers of Jesus Christ.
做耶稣基督的精兵。
Notice what the Bible says.
圣经说什么呢？
In 2 Timothy 2:1-4 say, You then, my son, be strong in the grace of Christ Jesus. And the things you have heard me said in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach us, join with me in suffering.Like a good soldier of Christ Jesus, no one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer.
提摩太后书二章一到四节，我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。你在许多见证人面前听见我所教导的，也要交托给那忠心而又能教导别人的人。你要和我同受苦难，做基督耶稣的精兵。凡当兵的。不要让事物缠身，好使那招他当兵的人喜悦。
To build up a good Christian family, not that easy.
建立一个基督化的家庭也不是那么容易的事情。
You need to follow God's command.
你要遵循神的命令。
You need to be a soldier of Jesus.
你要做耶稣基督的精兵。
Protect your family.
保护你的家人。
You need to build up your church too.
你要建立你的教会。
It is your job.
那是你的工作。
Not just the pastor and his wife.
不是光是牧师和师母的工作。
You yourself need to be a man, a good, strong man.
你自己要做大丈夫，一个刚强壮胆的大丈夫。
You do not fear any Satan's attack.
这样你就不会害怕魔鬼撒旦的攻击。
In every circumstances, you fight so that you can win.
在各样的环境当中，你都为主征战，这样你可以得胜。
You know that in the Romans time there was a legion, it's called Phoebian legion in the Roman army.
在罗马帝国的时代，他们有一个群，有一个营，叫做 Phoebean Legion。
Yeah, they were a very strong, powerful, legions of soldiers for the king, and then well respected.
他们是罗马帝国当中最精最强的一支，他们可以为皇帝来征战，罗马皇帝来征战。
And some of the people in the legends became Christians.
有一些这些军队里面的精兵变成了基督徒。
Because the gospel of Jesus, through Paul and others, and said to them, they saw the Christians being martyred, and yet they stand for God. So they touched, so they became Christians.
通过保罗的传道，还有他们看到一些基督徒的殉道，通过福音的传播，这些罗马军队的精兵变成了耶稣基督的精兵。
The king of Rome didn't like it.
可是罗马皇帝并不喜欢这样。
So you should just be loyal to me. You cannot worship other God, Jehovah, or anything. Just worship the king.
罗马皇帝说：“哎，你只能敬拜我，你只能服务我，你怎么可以去服务那个上帝呢？”
So they ordered the commanding officer send them to suffer.
所以那罗马军官就是让这些人很受苦这样。
So the commanding officer said, say, whoever this Christian, then you go into this cold, icy lake, you just sit there.
所以他们就把这些成为基督徒的这些罗马军兵送到一个很冷、很冷、很冰湖的那个旁边去受苦。
It was a cold winter.
很冷的天气。
40 of the soldiers sit on that lake.
So, 40多个精兵就坐在那个湖上面。
Because they didn't want to deny Jesus.
因为他们不想否认他们所信的耶稣。
And as they were sitting there around, and they were singing Christian songs.
他们坐在那个很冰的那个湖上，唱着基督徒的歌曲。
Be soldiers of Jesus, soldiers of Jesus.
基督的精兵，基督的精兵。
And been there sitting for so long.
他们坐在那里很久很久。
Weaker and weaker, the sun get lower and lower.
他们的身体变得越来越弱，然后太阳也越来越降低，太阳落下。
One of the soldiers could not stand it.
其中的一个士兵就没办法再忍受了。
He get out.
他就出来了。
Go back to the fire.
他回来了。
Denying Jesus.
他否认了耶稣。
So there's only 39.
现在只有39个人留下来了。
The commander officer himself.
这个军官他自己呢？
He was so touched by this 39.
他为这39个人感到非常感动。
He walked into that empty space where the soldier got out.
他就命令说：“你们这39个人都可以回来了，没有问题。”
And they still continue to sing 40 soldiers for Jesus.
他们还在唱这首歌，四十个为耶稣的精兵。
As a result, many of the Roman soldiers became Christians.
因为这个原因，因为他们的见证，很多很多的罗马士兵都变成了基督徒。
Because they're strong.
因为他们很刚强。
Stand for Jesus.
因为他们刚强为主。
Did I tell you the story in Laguna Woods, in the group that I'm with, in Laguna Woods? There's a testimony.
我在 Laguna Woods 也听到一个见证。
We are a Christian group together, and sometimes invite friends to come, and then we give testimony.
有一个基督徒的团契，他们会固定聚会。他们在一起的时候，他们就互相分享他们的见证。
One of them had cancer.
有一个人有癌症。
He stood up by himself, no one tell him to testify.
他也站起来来为给大家做见证。
It's the last stage of cancer.
那是末期的癌症。
You can tell his face is a little black, dark.
我们看到他的信心有一点黑暗，有一点软弱。
He's receiving chemotherapy and radiation and so forth.
他也在接受化疗，放射性治疗。
I could not sleep at night.
他说我不能隐藏这些事情，我也不能睡眠。
It's painful.
非常非常痛苦，很痛很痛。
So when I lie on the bed,
所以当我躺在床上的时候
，covered with a blanket.
把我自己盖上一个毛毯
I pray,
然后我祷告
I say, Lord, give me peace, let me sleep.
我说主啊给我平安让我可以睡眠让我可以睡觉
Wow, he says, God, let him sleep well.
这 真的，上帝就让他可以睡眠了。
So that's how I pass my days.
这就是我每天怎样度过我的每一天。
And those who listen to his testimony, one of them.
那些听他见证的人，有一个人说
，He's a man that never gone to church.
是一个从来没有去过教会的人。
His wife wants to go to church.
他的太太希望去教会。
He wouldn't take her.
And then 他不想带他去。
And his children became Christian.
他的孩子也变成基督徒了。
He won't listen to their testimony.
他就听他们的孩子的见证。
He just doesn't want to go to church.
但是他就是不想去教会。
But because of that testimony by this cancer man.
但是因为这个癌症病人所做的见证呢。
The next Sunday he went to church.
第二天他去了教会。
Guess what? He became Christian.
他就成为第二个礼拜天他去了教会，他就成为一个基督徒了，在这个团契当中。
He was baptized last Easter Sunday.
去年的复活节主日他就受浸了。
Powerful testimony.
非常有力的见证。
Testimony of this cancer man that touched others.
这个癌症病人的一个见证就感动了其他的人。
This is what God can do for you.
这是上帝可以为你所做的。
As you want to be a Christian soldier.
当你想做一个基督的精兵的时候。
And finally, do all things with love.
最后凡事要凭爱心而做。
Because Jesus loves us.
因为上帝爱我们。
The Bible says that he gave his life for us.
他把他的命都给了我们。
He laid down himself for us.
他为我们舍命。
He sacrificed himself for us.
他舍去他的命为我们。
So we too need to sacrifice ourselves for others.
所以我们也要为主来舍命，为别人来舍命。
And then we love not in word but in action in our lives.
我们的爱心不仅只要表现在舌头上面，还要表现在我们的行动上面。
That is a true man.
这就是叫做做大丈夫。
Maybe you are just a weak lady.
也许你是一个非常软弱的人。
But when you have love, sacrifice for others.
不过当你有那种为别人可以舍命的爱的时候，
you become a true man.
你就会变成一个大丈夫了。
So you say, how do I love my others.
我怎么可以爱我周围的人呢？
Let me suggest to you
让我给你几个建议。
Very quickly.
非常快的。
Of course, this is something that you need to write down and practice in your life.
请你最好写下来，然后在你的生活当中来实施。
Not only begin in church, start from your own family first.
从你的家庭开始，家人开始。
Many people, they were active and served the church, but then at home, they are not a true husband, and that's not good.
很多人在教会很活跃，也参与很多服事，可是在家里呢，他们不是一个好丈夫，也不是一个大丈夫。
Number one, when you be a man with love, you need to commit for your family's success.
当你是一个充满爱的大丈夫的时候，你就需要委身于你家人的成功。
Oh, you said my children doing pretty well.
啊，我会，可许你会说，我的孩子已经做得很好了。
How about your wife?
那么你的太太呢？
Is she happy?
她高兴吗？她快乐吗？
Is she successful?
她成功吗？
Number two.
第二。
When you be a man who do things in love, you will earn the right to be heard.
当你用爱心去做你的大丈夫的时候，你应该是博取家人要听从你的权利。
Sometimes your family don't listen to you, maybe.
可能很多时候你的家人并不想听你。
Well, nobody listen to you.
没有人听你的。
But you have to earn the right to do.
但是你要去获取这种权利。
That means how you can help them.
你怎样可以
understand you?
你怎样可以帮助你的家人，让你的家人可以理解你呢？
Let them see your attitude when your action so that they would, oh, I want to listen to you.
让他们看到你好的态度，你的好的行为，让他们从心里愿意说，我愿意听从你。
The first thing, you want to love your family.
第三件事用爱心去做，就是要做一个要肯学习的人。
Learn from them.
要从别人身上来学习。
Have a servant attitude.
有仆人的态度。
Not just to command and...Make them to do what you want them to do.
不是高高在上的命令，命令你的家人做你做事。
And then the fourth thing.
第四件。
Put your family members first. Give them time and energy.
把你的家人和你的家里面的事情放在第一位， 花你的时间，花你的精力在你的家庭上面。
We already learned that this morning from the testimony.
我们刚才已经从刚才我们那些父亲们的见证上面已经听到了。
Now the number five thing is quite important for us.
要从他们的眼光来看问题。
See things from their viewpoint.
从他们的眼光来看问题。
Now these things are not from me.
这些不是从我来的。
I'm not that such a great man myself.
我也不是那么很好的一个大丈夫。
I just sometimes I go over and you can ask my wife. She'll tell you he need to learn a lot of stuff.
如果你们问我的太太，你就知道她所经历的。
But it is these are from a wonderful scholar who have taught a lot of people and doctors and so forth, and he came up with these.Ideas so that we can learn that we need to many times see things from the family standpoint.
So we can from our 周围的人，从我们家人，从我们的同事，可以学到很多事情。从他们的眼光来看不同看问题的时候，我们可以学到很多。
From your children's standpoint,
从你孩子的眼光当中。
From your wife's standpoint, how he see this thing.
从你太太的眼光来看问题，他们是怎么看这个问题的呢
？And then the number six thing.
第六个。
Find out what we have hurt them and correct it.
找出你在什么事情上曾经得罪过你家里的人，要改正。
Now this is certainly the most difficult thing.
这是一件非常非常，在我看来是最困难的事情。
As a man,
作为一个男人
，Who want to admit that I have a mistake?
我怎么可以承认我的罪呢
？But we have to think about.
但是我们必须要思想这件事情。
We have hurt this person so bad.
我们在什么事情上得罪了我们的家人呢？我们怎么样剧烈伤害他们
？Ask for forgiveness.
向他们请求饶恕。
And correct ourselves.
改正我们自己。
And finally,
最后
，Do not be proud.
不要骄傲。
When your family members fail, don't get angry.
当你的家人失败的时候，不要愤怒。
Even at church,
就是在教会也是这样。
We see some brothers or sisters have failed.
我们看到我们的弟兄姐妹也有失败的时候。
Not doing the right things.
他们没有做正确的事情。
Don't be so angry that.
不要生气，不要愤怒。
We stop serving.
然后我们就停止我们自己的服侍。
I don't want to serve with these sisters.
我不想服侍这个姐妹。
She is like that.
她实在是太过分了。
Instead, we pray for.
为这个姐妹祷告。
We try to work together.
试图和她合作。
We try to correct ourselves.
改正你自己。
That is a true man.
那就是叫做大丈夫。
That is a brave man.
那就是勇敢的人。
A man that is willing to pray for others.
一个愿意为别人祷告的人。
A man that is willing to stand up.
一个愿意在基督里面站立的稳，为基督做精兵的人。
Brothers and sisters, today, do you have trust in God's words?
你有一直相信神的话吗
？Do you want to stand firm in God's words?
你愿意在神的话里面站立的稳吗
？Are you willing to stand up for Jesus?
你愿意做耶稣基督的精兵吗
？And are you a true man?
你是一个真正的大丈夫吗
？Please decide today.
今天你要做这个决定。
God wants you to decide today.
上帝需要你做这个决定。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we commit our lives into your hand.
天父，我们把我们的生命委托在你的手中。
We ask you to help us to be brave.
我们请求你帮助我们成为一个勇敢的人。
To be strong.
在你里面成为一个刚强的人。
To overcome difficulties.
去克服我们的困难。
To continue to stand firm with patience.
一直在你的话语当中 在你的耐心当中站立的稳
So we can be built up by you
所以让我们可以被你所建立
So that we can bring others to know Jesus
我们也可以建立我们周围的弟兄姐妹
So that we can build up your church
所以我们也可以一起来建立你的教会
Thank you for the grace of Jesus
谢谢你谢谢您的恩典
In Jesus' name
我们这样祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名
Amen
Amen
Thank you
谢谢
来唱。